Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, a new bank holiday, a pandemic bonus, confusion over what exactly the government is planning to give workers to mark a tough 18 months. Three prison officers are investigated over claims they went on the beer while escorting a prisoner to court. Mick Clifford has the story. We have a special report from Dundalk on the scourge of drug abuse and the toll it's taking on the community there. Where do babies come from? Well, if you've ever been asked that question, we'll get expert advice on how and when to talk to your child about sex. Lava continues to flow from the erupting volcano in the Canary Islands. We'll speak to one man in La Palma who's worried for his home. And of course, our Friday gathering will sift through the big stories of the week. Text us this morning, 51551. Email today, cb@rte.ie, or on Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. First up, are we about to get another bank holiday? There are reports this morning that the government is planning for an extra bank holiday as part of the budget package. Other options swirling about include some sort of pandemic dividend, which could mean rewarding frontline workers with a one-off cash lump sum or extra days leave. Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin suggested retail workers, while Tánaiste Leo Varadkar mentioned that revenue staff and other civil servants should be recognised. So what is coming down the track? Will it pit worker against worker? And how are we going to pay for it? Well, I'm joined by Neil MacDonald, who's Chief Executive of the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises. Eamon Donnelly is also with us, Head of Health and Welfare Division in the Union Forza. You're both very welcome. And before we have a chat, a short while ago, our reporter Brian O'Connell asked some people in Cork City Centre, should we get an extra bank holiday?
An extra bank holiday next year?
Yeah.
There was talks about it, wasn't there? Without a shadow of a doubt.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
The more long weekends, the better.
When should we have it, do you think? When would be a good weekend for it?
I reckon after the Christmas breaks, you know, late January, whatever that. Yes. And people are going off to drink and all that, you know, a dry January.
But sure, if you're going off to drink, the last thing you need is a bank holiday.
Well, but in the end of January.
Oh, in the end of January.
January, yeah.
What would you do with it if you got an extra bank holiday? Is there a few jobs around the house you could do?
Cut the mother's hedging. And don't go out about painting.
Painting?
Oh, in loads of stress.
Do you think we should get an extra bank holiday next year?
Yeah.
Yeah? When do you think would be a good time to have it?
Summertime.
What would you do if you got an extra bank holiday?
Probably something child friendly. Go
what
for a day trip. He's two.
Two.
And we have a 4-year-old sister as well.
Oh, yeah, I'd say you could really do with a day off. So
to do something that closed for the last 2 years would be good. Because loads of things we used to do were closed, weren't they?
All the indoor play centres
yeah.
are closed and all of that. It'd
be nice
yeah.
to make use of them now they're open again.
If you were the person in government making the decision on whether or not to give us an extra bank holiday, you'd be saying what?
Yes.
Go for it.
Go for it. Give us one.
Should we have an extra bank holiday next year?
I would like it, actually.
Would
at my
you?
Age, yeah. Yeah, I certainly would. After all, what we're having been through for the last... And, you know, you hear of frontline workers, as you well know. We are. No mention of the people who clean the streets after, you know...
Which is your job.
Which is my job, and enjoy it, actually, but it's getting harder, as you can see.
More people on the street.
Definitely more people on the street.
So what would you do if you got an extra day off?
Certainly, I'd make it enjoy family time.
When would be a good time of year to have another bank
Well,
holiday?
If you're talking for an individual like me, definitely winter, autumn.
Brian O'Connell there, speaking to people in Cork this morning. And as I said, we have Neil MacDonald from ISMI and Eamon Donnelly from Forza. Neil, an extra bank holiday, what do you think?
Well, I suppose it all depends, Claire, on what your reason for one is. I mean, in European terms, we're probably 1 to 2 days behind the European average. 10 to 11 bank holidays is typical, and Ireland has 9. But let us do it for, you know, intelligent, justifiable reasons, not because we've just come through a pandemic. I mean,
is that not a good reason?
I don't really think so. There's a little bit of a whiff of 2006 off it. Let's all keep spending money. Isn't it great? I mean, we came into this pandemic, Claire, with a national debt of €43,000 for every man, woman and child in the country. A year and a half into the pandemic, we now owe €50,000 ahead. And there seems to be a clamour to spend even more money. So we would love to hear someone who had the wit or the common sense to shout stop and just say, folks, you know, someone has to pay for all this. Could we just slow it down a little?
There should be no pandemic dividend then, is that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't say that at all, actually. I think the issue with the pandemic dividend, and you've actually alluded to it in your intro there, Claire, is where do you stop? Who decides who were the frontline workers and who were not? I mean, there are a great many private sector workers who were in the frontline throughout, and most of them are very happy that they remain in employment. We're looking at, you know, somewhere between 25,000 and 50,000 redundancies that are just, you know, in the starting blocks once the employment supports are withdrawn over the next couple of months.
Let me put that to you a different way. We know that healthcare workers, frontline healthcare workers, believe, and they have said this via their unions to the HSE, that they deserve some sort of payback for what they've done over the last 18 months. Are they justified in making that call?
There is nobody that's going to begrudge the health service workers, whether they're in the public sector or the private sector, Claire. I do have to come back to this and say that those, you know, workers deserve some level of recognition for the year and a half that we've gone through. The issue is, you know, how much is that? A lot of those workers were paid overtime throughout the pandemic and continue to be paid overtime. It's also the case, unfortunately, in our health services that non-acute services, orthopaedic services, cancer services and so on, those have gone backwards during the pandemic. And we've huge numbers of people now who have chronic conditions that have not been looked after for the last year and a half. So who decides? And this is why I think, you know, pandering to this sort of emotional vox pop thing, do we deserve a day's holidays? Of course we do. Everybody does. You're not actually going to get a negative answer to that question. But what's the right thing to do is a completely different
point. Eamon Donnelly, what do you say to this? There's a whiff of 2006 over around this, says Neil.
Well, I agree with some of what Neil says, but what I can say to you is this. If there's going to be a public holiday, well, it should be because we're trying to meet EU standards, right? Not because there was a pandemic. So I'm in agreement with Neil that we should be striving for the best standards across the EU, because that's the community that we're very much part of. But can I say this? This debate has developed from, if this is a government strategy to cause chaos and confusion among people and pit worker against worker, that strategy has been very successful, because the messaging is all over the place. The government would be far better served to sit down in a constructive environment that's provided for by the state and talk to workers' representatives about what is and isn't possible.
What is Forza looking for?
Well, Forza is part of a staff panel of unions within the health sector. We put in a claim for recognition. That claim, somehow the response to that claim...
What was the claim, though?
The claim was unspecified, Claire, in terms of it didn't specify any number of days, it didn't specify any bonus payment, but what should have happened and what could have happened was that the HSE should have been allowed to behave as an employer and speak to the employer representatives and generate some flexibility within the workforce.
Eamon, I just want to clarify this, because the Irish Times reports today on the front page that the HSE said that the Labour Court submission from the unions, or rather the letter that went to the HSE, which then was forwarded on to the Labour Court, sent by unions on December 23rd last year, stated specifically that your claim was for 10 days leave.
Yeah, and that position was formally altered in January. When the staff panel then confirmed that 10 days leave was not the claim, that the claim was unspecified, that's clarified in the Labour Court submission.
So you've just said...
And that's quite frankly a distraction.
So the claim is, we just want something.
The claim is for recognition, Claire. And look, there's no doubt, I don't think, and Neil alluded to this, I don't think there's anybody out there who would say that a global health pandemic and a national health emergency doesn't place extraordinary demands on a health sector workforce. We believe that we should have been able to discuss this with the HSE if the HSE had been allowed to do so. And this is the important point. And generate some flexibility within the workforce that would have still got the job done and would have allowed people to take a bit of time off at little or no cost.
Mm-hmm. Where does it stop, though? Because I have my screen full of people texting in saying, I'm an essential worker in the private sector. What do I get?
Well, I would like to think that private sector companies and private sector businesses can recognise what their workers have given them. It so happens that our workers are employed by the HSE, and that's who we're talking to. But I do believe, I mean, I absolutely agree that essential workers are not limited to health service. And as an attempt to pit worker against worker, I think the government strategy of chaos and confusion doesn't help that debate.
Neil, what do you say to that? How would your members look upon this now if something is awarded to healthcare workers, frontline healthcare workers? You are going to be asked, your members are going to be asked by your staff who work throughout the pandemic, why can't we have the same?
Yeah, I think it's inevitable that, you know, if there is an attempt at a sort of a one-size-fits-all approach within the public sector, it would be expected, it would only be natural for some people in the private sector to feel hard done by if that was not the approach adopted by their employer. But I mean, the employers are in very different situations. There are some, as you know, in online retail and pharma and so on, that have done exceptionally well throughout the pandemic and have expanded. And there are others, you only need to walk through the centre of Dublin now to see the state of city centre retail to know that there are many who are never going to trade again. So mm-hmm. This is where in the real world it becomes very difficult to come up with these sort of global one-size-fits-all solutions. They just don't work in the private sector, unfortunately.
If this were to happen, if the government were to say frontline healthcare workers are getting something, be that days off or a bonus, Neil, where do you think it should stop then? Because if I'm a bus driver, for example, who worked throughout the pandemic, am I not entitled to something?
Well, that's the dilemma, you know. And I did hear representatives from the transport sector looking for that similar recognition. A lot of people would say, well, you know, you continued to do the job that you were being paid to do, so why does, albeit with what last year was largely empty public transport. So a lot of people would say, you know, please tell me what is the moral or logical justification for doing that.
So the bus driver's job was actually easier, you're saying?
Well, I'm not saying whether it was easier or more difficult.
You've said the buses were empty.
The same. No, Claire, it just remained the same. So if we're all saying now we've gone through a year and a half of pandemic, so we should get something extra, I think people would like to understand a moral or a fiscal or a logical justification for that. And I think it becomes very difficult. You're right to actually point out, you know, public service workers, public transport workers, you could equally validly make the case that in the most trying of times, frontline retail staff in convenience and grocery, truck drivers, warehouse staff, it really does become extremely difficult, judgmental and subjective to draw a line between one set of workers and another.
But Eamon has already said that workers in the private sector who were on the front line throughout the pandemic, their employers should step up to the plate here, particularly in retail. I mean, we know that retail companies made a fortune over the pandemic because people couldn't spend their money anywhere else.
Many did, certainly in the grocery side of the business, and in online retail they did. But as you're aware, Claire, if you walk through town at all, I mean, in terms of what was termed non-essential retail during the pandemic, very large numbers of those are never going to return to trade again. Very large numbers of premises are now going to be vacant, and we're going to be into all sorts of differences between landlords and tenants. So there are huge problems coming down the pipe in respect of, you know, traditional retail that have not been addressed by this at all.
Eamon, text messages for you. This one, I'm a healthcare worker. I'd rather the money went to employ more child psychologists and the like. Let's reduce waiting lists instead. Another, I'm a serving prison officer. I don't want or need recognition or recompense for doing my job during the pandemic. This is madness, says John. Another one, I'm a nurse. I worked through the pandemic. I don't want any recognition.
Well, and everybody is entitled to take that position, Claire. But what I'm going to say this to you. You've got to remember that a quarter of the healthcare workforce were infected with the virus. So if you add that into the close contacts, a half of the healthcare workforce were touched by the virus. And what I mean by that is, in terms of the ability to get the job done with the levels of absenteeism that were there at the time, was nothing short of phenomenal. Okay? So I listened with interest to Neil saying that the job goes on and it's just the same. It wasn't the same, because the levels of absenteeism caused by the virus had people working on extremely intense demand. And I don't think it's unreasonable to look for some kind of recuperation arrangement where people have a flexible arrangement within the workforce to take some time off.
Have you asked your...
I believe that the HSE should be allowed to behave as an employer in that respect and talk to us on that basis.
Has Forza asked membership about this?
Forza has asked membership about this.
And they say they want to be paid time in lieu, or they want some sort of cash bonus.
Our membership did absolutely not say that. Our membership stepped up to the plate and did what they had to do, and we're very proud of that. But what they would like is some kind of recognition, just a recognition to say, look, we understand you stepped up to the plate. There's a bit of flexibility here to do A, B or C, and not lip service from the government. And by the way, it's the government who generated much of the noise around this as early as May by saying that healthcare workers must be recognised. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need to have a serious conversation, and the government should really sit down with us and speak to us rather than mixed messaging from all over the place.
And the 10 days, if it were to come to that, it's been estimated that that would cost for frontline healthcare workers $377 million. Are you comfortable with that ask?
Our ask is not for 10 days.
Mm-hmm. But you can see how, you know, even if you were to ask for less than 10 days, it's going to be a sizeable bill.
I think that if you look at the flexibilities that were generated during the fighting COVID, I think that the workforce would be capable of generating flexibilities that over time would cost little or nothing, because it would be a book value cost and not a real cost, because there wouldn't be replacement, etc. required. I think we're capable of having that discussion, and that's what we should do.
Just going back to where we started, bank holiday doesn't cut it for you, Eamon.
Well, I'm not saying a bank holiday doesn't cut it for me. I'm sure everybody would like an extra bank holiday. But what I'm saying is that the reason for a bank holiday should be to achieve standards in the European community, of which we are a major part.
But it shouldn't be related to the pandemic payback.
Which has nothing to do with the pandemic. It's just a total distraction.
Here's a suggestion from a listener. How about awarding all workers a 40 bonus PRSI credits for 2020 to their account? This would help their future pension, state pension calculations. Would something inventive like that, Neil, make a difference? Would that work?
Well, the PRSI system is already under enormous pressure because it's so grossly underfunded. It operates on a pay-as-you-go basis. I haven't heard anything there from Eamon that I would disagree with, and I think, you know, he has put his finger on what is the fundamental problem, which is that an expectation was formed among certain workers during this pandemic, which, you know, it might have appeared to make sense in the heat of the moment, and now people are starting to resile from that, and it becomes very difficult to do that. We do know that frontline health workers, they lost holidays, they lost time off. I know people weren't leaving the country or effectively going anywhere last year, but still people lost time off, and that has to be made up. So time off in lieu is obviously the place that starts, and that is an absolutely standard practice for all employers, whether they're public or private sector, where you take time off away from a worker, you have to make it back.
But that's not a bonus. That's not a dividend.
Well, again, you have to make the case, if you're going to talk about a dividend or a bonus, you have to make the case, you know, who gets it and for what do they get it. And the problem is that no one has had the moral courage to have that crucial conversation with the employees about who deserves it and how much they get.
Eamon?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't quite put it like that, but I think I would be consistent with Neil on the basis that, look, we have an industrial relations system in this country that serves us really well. And if the parties came to the table and had a proper discussion within that environment, I'm sure we could come to a solution for the workforce that's based on generating flexibilities within the workforce to be able to get something back.
Okay, huge text response to this. Gentlemen, thank you both very much, Eamon and Neil. A bus driver deserves more money for working during the pandemic. How dare he say that bus drivers got it easier? Well, actually, I kind of put that to him, to be fair. They put themselves in danger every day. Sean is so angry listening to this. Yes, I worked all through the pandemic, but I also put my family at risk by being in work. And this attitude of employees being lucky to keep their jobs is just not right. Speaking as a dad of a nurse in the COVID ward in Tala, she said there's no point in getting any extra leave because when you ask for it, you won't get it because staff levels are at 50%. Pay them instead. 51551.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.